welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios after the Steelers ended the Chiefs season at Arrowhead Stadium. We're going to go through this game, see exactly how it happened. Pittsburgh would start with the ball, and they would move the ball both through the air and on the ground. That Jesse James, a second-year tight end out of Penn State, would be in the mix early. And then, Danan, they would go to Le'Veon Bell, 167 yards last week. So talented for the Steelers team.
Yeah, so patient. No other running back like him in the league. Very tough to game plan and to defend.
But the Chiefs are able to hold. Ron Parker with a massive hit will force the field goal here early.
Absolutely. The defense did step up, bend but didn't break all throughout the game, especially in the first half. And Pete, you see here, a squib kick, surprise squib kick, held and brought back by Demetrius Harris in great fashion. Great field position for the Chiefs.
Yeah, nice job by Demetrius Harris. The Chiefs end up starting at the 45-yard line. You see Travis Kelce there up the field, and a pass to Jeremy Maclin. It brings the Chiefs right within distance, and then it's a little play action pass to Albert Wilson. All of a sudden, you're feeling good. 7-3 Chiefs.
Yes, Chiefs did a fine job in this drive. You saw a host of Pittsburgh Steelers going after Tyreek Hill, falling for the fake. Great throw and catch to Albert Wilson.
This week, Andy Reid called Le'Veon Bell the most patient running back he's ever seen. We saw that in this game.
Yes, I spoke to one of the former Chief greats, James Hasty, during the week. And we both laughed about the fact that Le'Veon Bell, his style, you would get cut for back in the 90s. The tiptoe through the hole, but he's so effective. Great job dislodging the ball here by Marcus Peters.
Yeah, the Steelers had gotten two field goals, so now all of a sudden it's 7-6.
And
the Chiefs defense is able to step up once again, but it would lead to a 36-yard field goal. This is the third field goal of the game for Boswell, and that would put the Steelers up 9-7. Alex Smith, of course, would get the ball back, and then Ryan Shazier, for the second week in a row, would come up big for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, this is just a great rush and well-timed on the outside, taking advantage of Ja Reed, who hadn't been in the game, had just checked in as an eligible receiver, did not get enough on the outside, and just an errant ball thrown in the air and a turnover for the Steelers.
Steelers are about to score, and this is where I felt maybe the game could have changed. Momentum swinging play potentially by Eric Berry, but the Chiefs are just not able to get any points on that drive, and that'd be key later on in this game.
Absolutely. You have to capitalize on turnovers. They were not able to do so, and then you put the Steelers back on the field in a very dangerous Le'Veon Bell. And you can start to see at times on this drive, especially in the first half, it seemed like the defense was wearing down. They were on the field for an extreme amount of time throughout the first half. And when you have that kind of patience, those big bodies, moving bodies up front. And here's a big hit, though. Just when you thought the Chiefs were getting down and getting down on themselves, here comes Ramique Wilson with a fine tackle to stop Le'Veon Bell for the loss.
This would truly be a recurring theme in the game. The Steelers would drive into the red zone, the Chiefs would come up big, and then they would get a field goal. And the same thing happened here at the end of the first half. The Chiefs get the stop here, but Boswell comes on. This is a 45-yarder, and it's good. And the Steelers would take a 12-7 lead into the half. And you look at this game in the first half, you don't feel great after the first half, but you have the halftime locker room to make some adjustments.
Absolutely, and this team has been fine all season making halftime adjustments. And even though you didn't feel great about what went on in the first half, you still had a sigh of relief because they were only down by 5 points. You turned the ball over, not really getting drives established throughout the first half. And remember, the Steelers had the ball for 20 minutes and 15 seconds in the first half, 246 total yards on offense. Both of their killer bees, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, 101 yards rushing and receiving. So they were clicking on all cylinders. But again, like we talked about, the Chiefs defense stood strong when it was necessary to keep them out of the end zone.
A troubling first half for the Chiefs, but that's why you have the second half. The Chiefs would receive the ball to begin the second half, but they would go 3 and out. And I talked about that theme a little bit earlier. It would continue into the second half.
Yes, it did. And this is a big play right here. You cannot allow Le'Veon Bell to get this kind of steam going downfield, breaking tackles. But again, Chris Jones, how about the day for that young man? A couple of deflected passes.
right?
Standing his ground, and Ramiq Wilson saw flashes of brilliance from the young linebacking core in this game. And guess what? Go figure. Another field goal for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
15-7 in the third quarter. And the Chiefs would back the Steelers up pretty deep here. But Le'Veon Bell up the field for 9 yards. But here they come up. A big stop right here for the Chiefs. And this, at the end of the third quarter, near the end of the third quarter, would be the first stop of the game for the Chiefs.
Well, this is great right here. You can see bodies getting pushed back, stalemate, and Frank Zombo coming in with the clutch tackle for a loss.
So the Chiefs facing 3rd and 20 after a personal foul to Travis Kelce. Jeremy Maclin comes up big, first down.
Well, the big receiver, big-time receiver, comes up with a big play, one of the biggest plays of the day. Very impressed with Chris Conley and his play also in this game. A drop pass by Albert Wilson. Had 4 drops on the day amongst our receiving core, including Spencer Ware. Kyra. We get it on the field goal party with another field goal there by Cairo Santos.
48-yarder by Cairo Santos makes it 15-10 Steelers. And it's getting late in this game. The Chiefs need to get something going. Hits Travis Kelce up the field for 24 yards. And then hands it off to Spencer Ware, who brings it up for 11 yards. So you can kind of start to feel this Chiefs offense kind of getting something going here.
Yeah, I think the offense fed off the fact that the defense was doing their job.
Fourth down.
Holding Pittsburgh to those field goals. And here's another key fourth down conversion to keep the drive alive.
Here we go. Fourth down. Chris Conley would go across the middle right here. A diving catch, really a season-saving catch right there.
Oh, definitely. A crucial time in this game. A much-needed first down. The Chiefs were only 2 of 9 on third downs in the game, but 2 of 2 on fourth down conversion.
All of a sudden, they get the touchdown. So it's 18-16, but game's getting late, so you need to go for the two-point conversion. Smith finds Demetrius Harris for what you think is a two-point conversion, but there's a holding call on Eric Fisher.
Very, very questionable holding call. You can understand the frustration. I did not think that James Harrison was anywhere near the play. He slipped, and with the penalty, we could not connect with Jeremy Maclin in the back of the end zone. Good protection right there. Tries to thread the needle and just couldn't make the catch.
From there, the Steelers would run the clock out. 18-16 final. There you see Le'Veon Bell with 30 carries for 170 yards. Antonio Brown, 6 receptions for 108 yards.